That number again, 051-708-7676.
Latest hits, greatest memories, Beacon Radio.
It's compulsory.
Compulsory is what?
That's why I've agreed to do it.
Oh, right, I see. I see, it's all right, you'll be paid. Don't worry.
how much could I be paid?
Oh, loads of money. Loads.
Don't worry about it. No, what are you doing? What do you want to raise on the phone in tonight?
I know what I want to bury.
we'll decide on that. I'll be sending you for a bit of shroud fitting at around about 5 to 12, because sunshine tonight, I am going to wrap you up.
You reckon, do you?
And that's it. Yep.
It's fighting talk where I come from, Paddy.
Paddy.
Yeah. Right, what we're going to raise tonight is Easter. Do we need it? Would anybody out there object to us cancelling it?
The imagination is running a bit. Easter?
Yeah, let's get rid of it. Boring, isn't it? I mean, who actually celebrates?
Well, you go around stepping on children's heads as well, you know.
Why not?
You know, party games.
All right, well, who actually celebrates Easter then? I mean, is it Christians? Or is it the board of Cadbury's Chockey Emporium? Why are the pubs shut at 10:30?
One of the most objectionable things about you, of course, is that you occasionally make some sort of sense in your arguments.
Yes, it is annoying, isn't it? Why do the pubs...
So you'd like to dump Easter altogether?
Yeah,
it's
why
a load
not?
Of hypocrisy.
Yes, let's throw it out and see what people think. I reckon there is an argument that says... It is, as you so rightly point out, a load of bobbins. It's all hypocrisy. Nobody celebrates anything, and it's just an excuse to shut the pubs at 10:30. What do you think? Give us a call.
That's the phone-in coming up after midnight here on Beacon.
Beacon Radio.
Night News, this is Alan King. Independent Radio News.
Local, national, and international. Beacon has it all on Beacon Radio News.
Start your day with a festive face. Coffee at its best.
Beacon, West Midlands weather.
Brought to you in association with
Wolverhampton Window,
Brettle Lane, Stourbridge.
Right, let's have a look at the weather and see what John Warner satellites are telling us. Well, tonight very windy with periods of rain, a maximum temperature of 9 Celsius, disappearing down to 6 Celsius, that's just 43 Fahrenheit, but still pretty warm, considering what it was like today. Well, a little later on today, heavier showers between 3 and 6 in the morning, so carry your umbrella if you're out and about. Sunshine and blustery showers later on, and then continuing very windy. Periods of rain expected on Saturday. It's going to be cold with wintry showers on Easter Sunday. Well, isn't that sad? I know Ian Perry would probably be crying.
Why?
Oh, God knows.
Prepare to die, Irishman.
Listen, I mean, one of the things that worries me, it does seem that we have your regulars ganging up on me tonight. I mean, we have Comrade Ron here, you know.
Right.
Now, I've heard this guy on. I mean, I've already sort of told him that I'm up against the idiots, and he thought I was referring to you. Which, of course, I was. But go on, then. You raging lefty Ron. What have you got to say about this business of Easter?
First of all, I'd like to say a couple of morning to you, sir.
You see, this is the sort of rubbish we're up against.
Now, listen. Before I start about the tonight's topic, can I make a comment about your programme? The day.
I prefer you didn't,
it's
but
not
you...
too bad. Who's... But it's this heart song rubbish you put on. You have this wonderful, sad little story. And I have to reach for the sick bucket every time it's on.
Oh, it's working then.
It's revolting. I don't know how you get away with it.
You are referring to these heart rendering stories that people send us in about their little lives.
Are they supposed to be true or what?
Listen, I happen to know Cecil B. DeMille has been after the rights for those, but Stephen Nobley will not sell.
I know the cavalry have tried to ride over them. I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, it's supposed to be true or what?
People send in stories. Now, what we do is we change the names. We also...
You know, they say, oh, I worked for this form, and then I saw him. He was, oh, God, it's diabolical. Anyway, tonight's subject, Easter...
When you're throwing up, do take your teeth out first. Oh, I don't want accidents.
Yeah, honestly, I have to switch off when you start reading them things out.
Hey, who'd have thought Stephen Rhodes had done first aid?
Anyway, I think you've got to keep Easter, because there's some good football matches on.
Yes, but I mean,
The only trouble is a good Friday, there's no racing.
Yes, but you could rename it something.
Keep it.
You could rename it something like International Workers' Weekend, couldn't you?
Hello.
Do
you hear that.
Yes, you could rename it International Workers' Weekend, couldn't you? You don't necessarily need to call it Easter and have it as a Christian festival.
Hmm. You're very faint, you know.
Eh? I don't feel faint at all.
No, I mean, I'm hardly anyway. As I say, it's good for football, mate. It really breaks up the summer, doesn't it? You know, it breaks up to the year, rather, till you get the summer on. Otherwise, you'd have nothing, would you, till some sort of, like, Christmas to summer. You'd have nothing, would you, say? You've got to have a break sometime.
Yes, but why does it have to be called Easter, and why does it have to be monopolised by Christians?
You tell me. I have no idea.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, why do the pubs shut at 10:30?
Oh, well, I mean, they could always splash an extension, they can't do around here.
Only can't, you see, because it's a religious holiday, isn't it?
Is this a discussion?
On what?
Is somebody
yes,
having
Steve,
a discussion?
Congratulations.
Is somebody having
you
a discussion?
You have a keen brain.
I have to go, because I can't hear.
Yeah, well, I'm rather keen to get rid of you myself. I want to go and have a word with George. Yes, George?
Good morning, Stephen.
Dear
good morning,
me.
Ian.
Good morning, George.
Well, I reckon, in my opinion, Easter is just an odd excuse for a festival. I mean, okay, so Christians should celebrate the rising of Jesus from the dead, but, I mean, how many devoted Christians are there among us?
Not many, I suspect.
Yes. And, can you also tell me the relevance of chicks and chocolate eggs to Jesus? And in fact, we're getting Easter cards too now, it seems.
Did Jesus ever get an Easter egg? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it doesn't seem to be any relevance at all. It's just, the gift card manufacturers and the chocolate manufacturers.
Are you saying...
in with their capitalist ways.
Are you accusing capitalism of raising its ugly head again?
It's not necessarily an ugly head. Yes.
Yes, it is. It's very ugly and very nasty.
Well, for the most part.
Yes.
It's all right in moderation, I think, Captain.
So what would you have done with Easter? Just cancel it or rename it or what?
Well, it's a bit stupid cancelling it. I mean, if people want to celebrate it, I mean, it does no harm. But,
all I've got an objection to is the Christians monopolising the weekend. If they want to celebrate it, fine, and hoopy, go and celebrate it, but don't involve me and don't curtail my activities.
Yes, so you'll be completely ignoring Easter.
Ian, can we admit to the fact that this is a Christian country?
Is it?
Well, no.
It's like saying it's a democracy.
Hang on a moment. That's the label, isn't it?
We are a Christian country.
Now, I wouldn't imagine, you know, in Muslim countries, that they're exactly jumping up and down and, you know, passing eggs to each other.
It wasn't Easter. It's more like the Tangerines.
Well, not that I know of. You know, I haven't seen the Ayatollah surrounded by Easter eggs.
Yeah, well, they have their own festivals, Ramadan.
They do, they do, and they are more religious about their festivals for the most part than we are.
Yes, but they're also more committed to their religion, aren't they, than we are?
Yeah, well, that goes into the...
So are you saying unless we get, you know, the right number of people turning up at church on Sunday that we shouldn't bother?
Yes. Why not? Let's say that.
Twaddle.
And anyway, yeah. I happen to know that the Ayatollah's rather partial to a bit of chocky. He likes his chockey, the Ayatollah.
I know, we'll wrap you in by the end of the night.
I mean, Easter, it did originally start as Christian, but there's very little Christian left of it now, in my opinion.
Yeah, but I don't think that's any reason to dump it, do you?
No.
We can still live in hope that somebody might actually catch on to it. Thanks very much for
No. There's no reason to dump it, but as an atheist, I'll be ignoring it.
You'll be ignoring it?
Yes.
And if somebody gives you an Easter egg...
Nobody will be.
I'll
accept it as a generous present.
What we've actually got here is an atheist that nobody loves. I mean, let's fully qualify this, and in that case, we'll have to get rid of you and talk to Christine instead.